keep in line, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, February 15, 2023, episode 32. Well, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. I can't believe it's episode 32 already.
I can't believe it's February.
I know, it's the middle of February.
And we just missed Valentine's Day by one day for the show. It would have been so perfect to do our love show on the Day of Love. Because that's just nothing but love.
People
here.
People will probably like gag.
Day in, day out, love, just all love. Let's cheers because we have a very special bottle here today.
We do. Cheers.
Very excited by this.
I'm excited. Okay,
let's see. That's
good.
Doesn't even need to open up a bit. We decanted it. We are drinking tonight by gift.
But from Dame Damie.
Dame Damie and her husband.
I think her husband. The email was from her.
Boyfriend, lover. I thought it was.
Significant other.
Verite La Muse, 2014 from Sonoma County. The bottle itself is. You handed me the bottle. I'm like, well, you didn't decant it yet? It's so heavy.
And you know, when I was pouring it in the decanter, I thought, is there more wine in this bottle? Like, is this a bigger bottle?
It's
like
last drop.
It's substantial, isn't it? It's substantial.
Hey.
Okay.
Everybody's so creative. No, sorry.
Oh, brother.
That's a great bottle.
Yeah.
It really, and let me taste this again. Because it's 2014. You should just think, it's old. It must be good.
Well, that's what I think. But isn't
but we, it? But we had the 2022, the 2020.
2020.
She sent us three in a box.
Yes,
so
we have the 2010 in there, the last one. She sent a box of three.
Yeah, we're not sharing that on some podcast. Get out of here, you crazy. I'm going to drink it on a podcast.
What?
I'm sorry. This is Welcome to the Keeper. Well known from the Keeper meetup.
It's called the Keep Up.
The Keep Up.
Well, do you want to get into that, or do you want to talk about Valentine's Day?
Let's talk about Valentine's Day. Sure, let's start because you know we are such excellent examples of lovebirds.
Well, we did have dinner plans with two other couples, and sadly, both of them got sick. Yes, they both got sick, and so we ended up having to cancel. But I want to back up though.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to. Okay.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
First of all, if I spit, I'm sorry.
Oh,
because
yes.
I have a little issue with the lower. There's a whole bunch of things going on in my mouth.
Just don't spit at me.
Well, if I'm looking at you, then I'm just saying I apologize in advance. The projectile might go like hit you right in the eye, like. So just pretend it didn't happen.
Okay.
Just right on your
just
forehead.
Let the show keep going.
Show must go on, babe. Okay.
All right.
Skirt, back it up.
Okay. So yesterday morning, I had to get up early because I had to go get some blood drawn. And
why is that always the first thing in the morning?
I don't know.
What is it about labs that, like, you're not into it? You don't want to get up early.
I don't care either way. So I already had, I was prepared. Being that I'm the card meister, I had my Valentine's Day card. I had it written out. I had actually purchased it weeks ago. And so I had it. So I was thinking, okay, I'm going to go get my labs done. This will give Adam time to write out his card.
Well, first of all, we always say,
Good morning, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. I love you. Love you.
Yes.
And then you came up with you said, shall I get you sausage biscuits from McDonald's? I'm like, that already is like Valentine's Day right there.
Do you need to get things moving in the bathroom, baby?
You know, you laugh about my problems, but let me tell you, ever since that hydrocodone, I have not been the same man. I feel more like a woman, actually.
All right, Shania.
Damn, I feel like a woman.
So, yeah, so I was prepared, and I came home, and I was...
Stop.
Yes. Oh.
Did you think at any point, I wonder if he got me a card?
Oh, I knew you got me a card. I had no doubt. Okay. I had no doubt.
You know that I only make that mistake once.
Yes. But I, yes, exactly once. And so I pull, well, I saw you walking Phoebe, and Phoebe was very excited when she saw my car. And so when I pulled into the garage, you let her off leash and she just came barreling towards
up
it.
Up the driveway.
Because she hadn't seen me because I had left early. Yes.
Yeah, when I got her up early for a whole bunch of reasons because I had to get into the studio to get a card, which I had ordered weeks ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I was walking her and hoping, you know, to be back and everything.
Yeah.
And so I let her off leash on the back road. She ran all the way up there. I haven't seen her bound that hard towards anybody.
Yeah, she was so excited to see me. Yeah. So that was, I was like, oh, what a great Valentine's start. And I walk into the house and there's a card with a gift. And I was blown away. Because we don't exchange gifts. We don't even exchange gifts on our anniversary.
Correct.
And we don't exchange gifts. And
it was not an exchange. It was a one-way trip.
I know. All I got was a card. You went up to me for sure.
No.
It was so, so sweet. I had seen these earrings in downtown Fredericksburg. And when Adam and I went to go walk and pick up the eggs, we talked about that story in the last show. I pointed them out to him, like, we didn't really even spend any time on it. And I said, oh, because I saw them when I was walking one morning. And I said, oh, these are really nice earrings. And I left it at that. And it registered with you. And what did you say to me? Why'd you buy them?
Okay, let's step back because you have a poor memory. Oh. Very poor memory. So what you said when we were walking past the store, and it's just on Main Street here in Fredericksburg. They design their own stuff. It's not a beautiful little store.
Yes.
And they were in the window.
Yes.
And you said, oh, look at these. And then look at these. I said, and you know, they're the same as the earrings you got me. I'm kind of sad that I didn't ask you for those. That's what you said. And it's okay because gifts with you ever since, no, just in general, that's just your culture is you like to say, here's what I want. And, you know, with Christmas, I got you the belt, but I still had to involve you.
Yes, to measure my waist.
Because it was very complicated. You know, I said, I have to ask you to help me with this because it just, I was measuring your belt and everything and it made no sense. So, you know, you said, well, you know, I probably would have asked for, you said something like that, which I did not take offense at because, you know, you basically said,
because I made the choice. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. There's no surprises with you.
Yes. Yes.
And so I took that as, and I saw that and I went, okay, noted. And I tucked that away in my little random access memory. I said, okay, I'll leave that there. I will pick these up. And I had on my calendar, on my to-do list, in my system, Tina 14th. As my secret code. Uh-huh. Like no one could crack that, right? Tina 14th. I actually looked at it one day and went, what is that again? What is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, 14th. Now I remember. So I was fortunate. I went to the shop and they still had them.
Yeah.
The other ones that you pointed out, I don't think they had them anymore.
Yeah. No, these were the ones that had caught my eye. And so I walked in, there was the card sitting there and there was the gift bag. And I looked at you and I said, Adam Clark Curry, what did you do?
Whenever the middle name comes out, it's either really, really good or really, really bad.
I was so surprised. Thank you. I absolutely love them.
I love surprise. Surprises are good. I used to be able to surprise you more often.
Yes.
Until
I became a control freak. You can say it.
Yeah. Well, until the wedding ring. Have we told that story?
Yes.
That you rejected the ring?
Yeah. Okay. I think we told it.
I love you. I'll marry you. But okay, man, this ring is no good.
Well, and I was prepared, like I said, with my card. It was written. I gave it to you.
Thank you very much. Beautiful card. I always love what you write on your cards.
Oh, yeah. You know, words of affirmation, my love language. But I wanted to let you know, I got in the mail from somebody. It says, to the Curry and the Keeper podcast, care of Tina Curry.
No.
And it said, in case.
Was it in the P.O. box?
No, it was in the mailbox.
Oh, in the mailbox.
I picked up the mail.
Oh.
Open in case of emergency on February 14th. So somebody,
in case of emergency?
I don't know who sent this.
Have you opened it?
Yes. Okay. So I opened it and I'm going to give it to you.
Hold on a second.
So this is in case of emergency.
It was sent to you or sent to us?
It was sent to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Open in case of, okay.
Yes. Wow.
Someone who knows our address here, which is always a little freaky.
And I don't know who it's from. So I opened it and I'm like, oh.
Okay. Oh, this is in case you didn't have a card for me. Oh,
it was an extra card.
It's like, you're a good man. Oh,
isn't that sweet? I don't know who sent it.
That is very sweet in case of emergency. Let me see this. Oh, here it describes me to the T.
It does.
The type who listens and understands.
Yes.
Who shares what's on his mind too frequently and knows how to make people laugh. Sure. The hardworking type who puts others first, usually. Makes our home happy. I am the life of the party.
You are. You're the life of the party.
Fills my life with love. Aw, you're such a good man. I couldn't love you more. Happy Valentine's Day. And then I see here written in this person did your handwriting.
No, beautifully. I filled out.
I love you, Adam Clark Curry. Your devoted wife, Tina. Oh, thank you, baby. And whoever sent this,
I don't know who sent it, but I cracked up laughing.
That's very funny.
Like, just in case you forget again.
But the thing is, I'm the one that needs the emergency, in case of emergency card, not you.
I guess I really messed up on Christmas.
You did mess up on Christmas. I forgot all about it.
Yes.
You did so well on my gifts that I've forgotten all that. See, I'm not like you. I don't hold on to that shit. Right. That's really fun.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I want to put it over there.
I have no idea who sent it.
That's hilarious. That's very sweet.
I thought it was crazy. I thought it was crazy funny.
It's probably one of our acquaintances.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, if you want to send emergency cards, our P.O. Box is 1849 Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624.
Yes.
It's in the show notes.
Yes. So now.
Okay. So the last time we spoke, we had Teresa here.
Yes.
And
we're flying out the next day to Chicago.
You wound up flying out together after she was here, extended stay, which was nice, but you know, I think she wanted to go.
Oh, of course.
She was here on her birthday and everything. She wanted to go home.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah, so we flew out.
And I was ready to get rid of both of you. Like, go, please, go, go. I want to be here with
all
Phoebe.
All the chick stuff.
Chicks, man. Too many she was sitting in my place. We already went through that. And if you're going like, Phoebe,
she
like,
did put the toilet seat down, though. Did you notice that?
Not every time.
Oh.
Sorry. You asked me. I would not bring it up. But
anybody who
asked,
comes to our house, if you don't put the toilet seat down, we're calling you out on Curry and the Keeper.
And the reason is it's hygienic for everybody. It's hygienic for everybody. Close that shit before you flush. The spray is not all over the bathroom. And it's equal opportunity.
I got reprimanded when we were dating. You pulled me aside. We talked about this. You pulled me aside.
It's not reprimanding.
You said, listen,
I don't.
If you're going to be the woman in my life... If you're going to be the woman in my life, you're going to have to do a couple things. You're going to have to put the lid down, and you're going to have to replace the toilet paper.
I'm sorry, what?
And then you said, you're going to have to put the toilet paper roll on the right way. It goes over, not under.
This is, and the fork goes on the left.
And the knife goes on the right
with the blade
inward toward you. Yes.
And the spoon goes on the outside of that.
And you got to have the nice napkins, not the cheapo.
No janky.
No cheapo.
That's right. You have to have it's the Vanity Fair disposable napkins available at HEB sometimes.
You've taught me a lot, and I've taught you the proper usage of there, and there.
These, them, and those. I knew that. I knew there. If anything, that would have been a non-starter if I had not spelled there.
I
right.
know, because I being that. A communications person, I would have been
take
like...
Take it back. I always did that right.
I have taught you a few things, though.
It's with apostrophe, that you taught me.
Yes, it with apostrophe is it is.
Yeah, it's never possessive.
Yeah, without apostrophe.
It's possessive.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you. I got it right.
Anyway, so Teresa, next time you come visit, make sure you put the toilet seat down.
Next time she better bring her grandchild so I can play with it.
Her,
sorry. I consider all humans under the age of 18 to be its, really.
Yes.
Really
to be its. So we flew to Chicago.
You guys, Teresa and I.
And so then
Phoebe and I were like, party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Party.
I don't think you left the house and you ate nothing but beef.
Beef and potatoes.
Yes.
And Phoebe had some beef. You know,
party was she time. Sitting in my spot at the table?
Almost. Oh. No. We ate on the I was on the couch. We were sitting on the floor watching, you know, dumb TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I was in Chicago and I stayed at a place called The Sonder, which is not an Airbnb. I guess they have the whole building and they rent out apartments. So I stayed in an apartment there. And when I arrived, Not Serial Kate of Chicago invited me.
Not Serial Killer Kate of Chicago.
That's a mouthful. Invited me over for dinner.
Well, it's because I said she's probably a serial killer. I know. Be careful.
And she had people texting her like, you're not a serial killer. You're really not. It's okay, Kate. It's okay. She was worried. She was worried. Anyway, she invited me over, and she and her husband, Tony, are absolutely delightful, as is their daughter, Clark, and their King Charles Cavalier Daily. So they live in a gorgeous I think it's a brownstone in Chicago. And we had such a nice time. I think we opened up our second bottle of wine, and we were just chatting and chatting and chatting. And they're just absolutely lovely people.
I actually went to bed at like 10:30. I texted you, said, we can't last any longer. We're going to bed. You're like,
I was not.
I love you. Say sleep time.
I
knew that you were boozing it up.
Yeah, I didn't get back to the
after
to
11. The place.
It was 11:30, and I'm rarely up that late. But if I had such a nice time, and I was so happy to spend time with them, because the next night was the dinner with everybody, and so this was really nice, just kind of one on one.
And they were right close to this place, right?
Oh, they were
right
two doors down.
Oh, perfect.
It was perfect.
Kate had recommended this as a place.
Yeah,
okay. And but was your sister Lisa there yet?
Or did this was Thursday night, and so. Yeah, I had such a nice time. We just chatted about everything. So she really wanted to see the picture of your face, though. I couldn't. I didn't have it.
I didn't give it to you.
No, I know. I didn't have it.
I can't trust you that because you were like the meetup. Hey, look at this loser. Look at that face. Not a filter.
Look at this blockhead.
Block chin.
So I got back to the Sonder at about 11:30, and then I woke up Friday morning, and it was 5 degrees in Chicago.
Yeah,
it was that kind of cold, just cuts right through you. It is obscene. It's crazy. And so I went and I got my nails done and went and got some coffee. And then I met my dear friend, Tim, for lunch. And I met him at Maggiano's.
Yeah, I know Tim.
And he came to our wedding, and I've known Tim, oh my gosh, since the 90s. Banking days. Yeah. And he is one of my most dearest friends, and I haven't seen him since our wedding almost 4 years ago, and we pick up like nothing, like no time has passed at all.
Those are great friends when you can do that.
And we have a shared memory that involves the bridges of
Madison County.
Madison County, yes, where I was at his cottage, and I sat in a chair and read the book cover to cover and did not move. And that is just like this memory that we have together.
You read a book from cover to cover? You didn't quit halfway through?
I know. I'm so bad about that. I know. I cannot finish
this. This Tim guy must be something special. I don't want to talk to Tim. Let me read this book. No. Are you taking your clothes off?
I'm now warm. I'm warm. Sorry.
It's all right.
You do that to me, baby.
I hear you.
Even though you're spitting on me over here.
Continue with your whole story.
So anyway,
your travelogue.
So I just adore him. And so he's going to come to Texas, and I talked to him about Bridge Church. He wants to come to church because he noticed that I brought up God a few times. He's like, what's going on with that? And so I went into the whole journey, and he's very interested, and he's
nice.
Yeah,
you're catching people.
Yeah, I'm leaking my bucket.
That's
man.
Right. That's
I'm
right. You leaky bucket. Leaky bucket. Nice.
So that was one of the highlights of the whole weekend. And then my sister picked me up. She drove from Indiana, and as soon as I got in the car, she's like, I hate driving to Chicago because they're freaking crazy drivers there. I mean, nuts.
If they're not trying to carjack you or kill you.
It was too cold, so nobody was out there trying to commit crime.
Jussie Smollett is the only one out.
Juicy Smollett. Although Kate did tell me, don't go to the McDonald's on State. And
that's the one. No, it was the Subway.
She said, it's the murder McDonald's. I'm like, oh, lovely.
Oh, McStabby.
McStabby. So then Lisa picked me up, and then Dame Christina Pearl showed up, and she stayed where I stayed too, because there was two bedrooms, and I said,
all right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and she
stayed in your room.
Yeah, she stayed. She stayed in the apartment.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
because she pay for half. No, I'm just kidding.
She offered. She did.
I bet she did. Yeah. No, she did.
She actually left a tip for the cleaning people. She's like, can I leave a tip? I'm like, yeah, sure.
She's good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I met her.
Yeah.
She's good.
I like her so much. I mean, she's an Alanis chick. She can goodness. Hang with the Alanis girls.
Oh, hell she's one no of us. Fury. All right, I got
Alanis is my maiden name. Yeah. So.
If you hear that gentleman run the other way.
Oh, you ran right towards me, dude. I'm fun.
I didn't know Alanis was the name at the time. Yeah. Oh. You had a different name.
So then all three of us, and then Brian was staying at the Sounder too, and we all hopped. Sir Brian with an I, and we all hopped in, who did not have a coat, by the way.
I know.
I have no idea why.
It's 5 degrees in Chicago, and he has a blazer on.
He has a white shirt, jeans, and a blazer. Yeah, I'm like, right. Dude, yeah. What are you, high? Like,
was he?
I don't know. Okay. But he did not have a blazer on. I don't know. I don't know how he did it. So then we got to the, to the restaurant, and we got into our private room, and they said it was the keep up instead of the meet up. I kind of like that. It was the keep up. So, and it was so
nice.
Did
they have your head on a stick?
No.
Then it wasn't complete.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they should have had your head on a stick because you weren't there. Mm-hmm. So there was, I would say in and out. I mean, some people came in and then some people left.
20 people?
About 20 people. Yeah. So it was
the,
really
the pictures were great. I loved them. Uh-huh. And I learned something as I was getting pictures from someone named Chicago Patriot.
Yes.
Who I've seen on Telegram, who's been posting articles to me for more than a year. And, you know, I don't like Telegram. In fact, I despise it. But all the Bitcoin people are on it, so mm-hmm. you got to have it. Mm-hmm. And from time to time, you know, someone will send a message. I'll look at it. The Dutch groups are on it and stuff. And it's cultural. And I was getting these messages, DMs from Chicago Patriot. And some of them were quite good. So, you know, I didn't block the person like I normally would. Mm-hmm. And then I get these, wait a minute, Kate is Chicago. I thought it was like some dude in the basement somewhere. Serial killer.
Because she said, thanks for sharing your wife with us or something like that. And you made the connection.
She had the picture. Chicago Patriot. That's a dude. I mean, that's my immediate thought. Yeah. That's a dude.
Androgynous.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, and you know, Sir Tony, he's been listening to No Agenda from almost day the one. Inception.
Yeah.
So anyway, at the event, there was a lot of, I met a lot of people. Brian with a Y, who was at the Des Moines meetup, was there. And there was another guy, a lot of people who found you from COVID, when COVID started, and they
women?
Dame Courtney.
Yes. This is what happened.
Yeah.
During COVID, when it was very confusing, we were deconstructing the messaging, and it was the mama bears who showed up. The mm-hmm. mama bears came to No Agenda, and they just came in droves. Like, hold on a second. I'm protecting my family. There was the women who were protecting the family. I need to know what's going on. Cause we saw it. We mm-hmm. went from maybe 25% female listeners to almost 50-50.
Yeah.
That's what showed up.
And Mailman Dan was there. He's a No Agenda supporter.
Yeah, he gave you cash on the spot donation for the show. For No Agenda, not for Curry and the Keeper.
It's fine. a guy, his acronym was NDS. And so he, young guy.
Yeah, I know him.
Cute guy. He was talking about how he has this new girlfriend, how she's already brought her toothbrush over. And so we're like... We're like, dude, you know, be careful. And then I'm thinking about you when you gave me keys to your apartment a week after we started dating.
Not quite a week. I don't think it was
10
a
days.
Week. Not a 10 day. By the way, if I came back from a trip and a meetup and said she was a really cute girl, you would go, boing, 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 what?
Oh, he could be my son. He could be my son. Seriously.
Okay. Just pointing it out. I'm saving these points.
Oh, okay. Duly noted. Duly noted. Anyway, so and then Steven and Heidi were there. The guy who sent us the kratom.
Oh yeah, which we still have not tried.
We have not. He's like, I think it's still good. I'm like, oh, maybe we need to crack that open.
No, I'm game to try it.
Yeah. So that was fun. You'll be interested to know that Kate listens to No Agenda at 2 times the speed. I said, oh, Adam's not going to like that.
Double speed?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa.
Does she, when she watches Netflix, does she put on double speed?
I don't know. I didn't ask her that
question. So rude. It's just so rude. I'm blocking her now on Telegram. Chicago Patriots off the list.
Then Mailman Dan, his girlfriend came. Her name was Mary Lou, and so she had
the cute one. No, that was DNS's or NDS.
No, he was there by himself. Okay. His girlfriend Mary Lou was there, and mm-hmm. she has chickens. So we started talking about chickens.
Right.
Yes. And so she had a video where she put pants on her chickens.
Pants?
She had pants on her chickens.
Call the ASPCA.
She dresses them up.
Call PETA.
Yes, she dresses them up.
Really?
Yes.
Do they like it? Do they enjoy
it? It was funny. She showed us a video with these chickens that have pants on. I've never seen that. So that was interesting.
Okay. These are your fans.
Yeah, no, but it was really a nice time.
I know
time.
You had a good time. And I got notes from people like, this was so cool. I wish I could have been there, but I'm glad I wasn't. I'm glad it was a keep up, and I'm glad that you saw that you had the experience of being the center of attention.
I don't know that I was the center of attention, but I think
of course you were.
But it was all the no agenda people that typically get together, and it was fun. They were easy to be around. I enjoyed every one of them.
They always are. And none of them are alike. They're all different, right?
Yes.
Every single person. It's such a cool community.
Yes. Yeah. So, but Christina, she ended up coming back, and she was a little tipsy.
Oh, like you weren't?
I wasn't tipsy.
Oh, okay.
She called Lisa and I bitches.
Bitches, yeah.
Her husband goes, do you know you called them bitches? I go, it's okay. You're an LNH chick. It's okay. We call each other hoes all the time.
So interesting because when men are together, you know what we call each other? Brother. Boss.
Yeah.
Chief. We call each other nice things. We lift each other up. And even if it's a joke, call each other bitches and hoes, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that women do that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do that typically with anybody but my sister sometimes. So.
Yeah, but I noticed that. Women will do, hey, ho. And I'm like, oh, men never
it's
do
the,
like,
it's the Indiana.
Yo, boss. Hey, yo, chief. Yo, brother.
It's the Indiana coming
it's
out.
It's not
me.
Just that. It's women. It's an interesting thing. Yeah. It's all right. It's okay.
But they did tell me that the last podcast we did was really funny. And they said, it's because you're back on the booze.
I don't want to say anything.
I was like, so I'm not funny off the booze? Okay.
So do you think I've changed now that I'm not smoking weed?
You're a little more serious.
Really? During the podcast?
Oh, no. In general, in life, you're a little more serious.
Is that bad?
No. No, not at all.
Yeah.
And you're very productive. You're like the Energizer Bunny.
Gee, I wonder, you stop smoking weed, I get a lot more done. What's the correlation here? I wonder how that works.
Because before you would just sit out on the porch
pretty
for like
much.
Hours. Where's Adam? On the porch.
I'd be reading.
In a halo of smoke.
I'd be reading stuff. I'm just
in a halo of smoke.
Lost in reading and stuff like that. Oh man, I gotta tell you, I'm it's been I have the Rogan effect. It's really bad this time.
Oh, you're getting a lot of emails.
Twice the amount of emails.
Yeah.
It takes me sometimes till noon.
I know.
And we get up at 7.
I know.
And, you know, breakfast. And, you know, I don't really start anything until I've done, you know, read some Bible, read a devotional, done some stuff, walked Phoebe. And then really get started. But it's like 4 hours of email.
Yeah, I know.
And I have to reapply all my rules. Don't reply to people because then they think that you have, oh, I'm going to talk with Adam. This is fun. No.
Sorry.
And even though it's really nice.
Yeah.
I've had to put all of the messages about faith into their own mailbox for replying later.
Yeah.
And I have pastors, ministers, priests.
I know a lot of people want to interview you.
Yeah, which I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And just because, you know, it's like, it's not about me. It's, you know.
Yeah.
But also I see that there's entire YouTube threads that people have clipped that bit from Rogan show, and there's thousands of comments, and those people are showing up on email as
well. I know.
Well.
They're deconstructing your.
I mean, it's really humbling and also just crazy at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's just like, oh my goodness, all this income, and I can't skip stuff because there's going to be a gem in there.
I know.
Always is.
I know.
So anyway.
No. So after the, can I get back to me?
Back to you, Bob. Sorry, I just want to get a little bit about me. And, you know, it's only, it's like the show is half over. It's all about you. 29 minutes. Keep going. What? We're still in Chicago. We're still 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
Other things have happened.
I'm sorry. There's a lot. So Lisa and I, we ended up packing up and heading back to Indiana early. And of course, we went to a Greek restaurant for breakfast, and I had sausage and biscuits and bacon and hash browns and French toast.
A little less detail is okay at this point in the show.
That's Indiana.
Did it stick to your ribs?
But so Lisa and I, we just hung out on Saturday and Sunday. I went to my sister Tony's house.
And you saw your mom as well.
Well, I had a big surprise.
You had a big surprise?
Yes. So I come to my sister Tony's house to go to brunch. And I round the corner and there's my sister, Laura, standing there. I haven't seen Laura for almost 11 years.
And she lives in Kansas?
She's in Kentucky. Close.
Kentucky. It's okay.
There's the cake. So that was that was such a lovely surprise.
So you had three Alanis sisters?
Yeah.
And your mom?
And Pat, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And it was, we had a really nice time, and I ended up staying there through dinner and hung out. It was Tony's husband's birthday.
So she came in just to see you as a special surprise. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
I know. It was really nice. We had a really nice time. And then Monday morning I flew out. Lisa took me to the airport and I came back to Texas. So.
And then you came back and then we're in bed and you say, you know what I've noticed about you? And when someone says that in bed, you're like, okay, anything can happen at this point. Brace.
Wait, do you need more wine?
Yeah, I do. Do you know what I've noticed about you? Now, but mind you, we've been together almost 8 years. Do you know what I've noticed about you? Do you want to tell everybody? No. Just go straight to the punchline.
No, I just want to preface it with.
No, there's no prefacing. Yes, this is. No, no.
This is appropriate. It's appropriate. Annette goes, your show is like Seinfeld. It's about nothing.
No, it's
about everything
obviously,
but
it's
nothing.
About you, obviously. We're 30 minutes in. So, do you know what I've noticed about you? I'm like, okay. You never replace the soap in the shower.
You go, because I never run out.
That's correct.
That's because you use the last bit of it.
Ah, and there we have it. And there we have it, Indiana. Because you have taught me. I was the guy who, like, this thing is like the you know when the hand cream gets down where you have to pull the thing out and still there's still a good layer in it. You have to pull the thing out and scrape it. That's Indiana style. I'm like replace. When the toilet roll is almost all the way down, replace. That's me.
And so now, what's with the bath soap?
Because there was still in it. You could have tapped it, you could have opened the top, you could have scraped it with your finger, but no, I've got you. It's bullcrap. And you know what you didn't notice? That I was squeegeeing the very same shower by your request. I'm squeegeeing. No. You never replace the soap.
I did not say it like that.
Did you come home and was there an egg slicer? Was there a new cappuccino frother? Was all of that? No. And you said, oh, that's cool. Thanks. You know what I've noticed about you? It's okay because I love you.
I thought your response was so funny, but I never run out.
I never
because
do.
You
no.
use the last bit.
No, I'm in the I shower. I guarantee you, you could still take the top off and do your Indian and stomp on it like this. And where's that that squeeze thing we got? The big
ringer.
Tube ringer. You could have put that thing to the ringer.
It's not a tube.
I was doing Indiana style. Like, oh, there's still in something here. I'll leave it for Tina.
Nice save, dude. Nice save.
And then I say, I always replace the toilet paper. No, I always do. You've replaced the toilet paper? I'm the one that takes, I have tons of little rolls all underneath the sink of the little ones that I've
away. You threw them away.
I didn't throw them away.
Somebody threw them away. I didn't throw them in the garbage.
No, I didn't throw them away. No, I wouldn't throw those away. That's Indiana style. It's like in case someone has a horrible emergency and there's no toilet paper because you didn't replace it. And then they still have some under the sink.
I replenish.
You replace nothing. I replenish. I replenish the toilet paper, the wipes.
You do.
You're laughing because you know I'm righteous. I speak the truth here.
Oh anyway, my God,
I'll pay attention.
My stomach hurts.
You see, the show is about something. It's fundamentally about.
It is about nothing. Yeah. You're right, Annette.
But
wait
please,
a minute.
Please
wait,
acknowledge the squeegee.
Time out.
Acknowledge the squeegee.
Okay,
that's the title. Acknowledge the squeegee. Title of the show. Acknowledge the squeegee.
You squeegeed once or twice. I know.
I squeegee every single time. Ever since Annie Leibovitz came for Architectural Digest, which is why we have to squeegee, because you never know. Annie Leibovitz could show up, and then, the pillows have to be on the pillow. Everything's got to be exactly straight.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, did you notice that I had washed the sheets when you came back that Monday? Because the first thing you said when you walked in is, did you wash the sheets?
You said,
did they, the cleaners come once, did they wash the sheets? No, I washed the sheets,
they
baby.
They don't wash the sheets.
Washed the sheets. You didn't expect the sheets to be washed. Did you say it?
I've trained you well.
And there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Bottom line, you've trained me well.
Oh my gosh.
I love you though. I really, I would not.
All right,
I would
can we talk about your wires? What is it with you and wires?
Oh, hello. Hello, 2015. Please, wires. What wires?
When I broke my cable, you're like, I got a wire. I have a wire.
Did I have a wire?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, my stomach hurts. Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Well, I'm very excited about going to Jamaica. I don't think we discussed this with everybody last time, did we?
Yes, people know.
We did. We discussed. Okay. Yep.
We're going to Jamaica in almost a month.
Well, then
I have remnants of Aruba still swirling in my head, but I know we're flying direct, so...
Yeah. We're flying direct.
I got my new clothes.
Yeah.
You just got new shoes, nothing else.
It's 3.5 hours direct from Austin to Montego Bay. Mm-hmm. No, this flight goes once a week. It's a round trip. This should be a shoe-in.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that has trauma. I don't want to fly. If it's anything that I can fly, we're flying. And if it's not that, then we're not going with any intermediary steps.
Yeah, then that's why you're flying us to Nashville.
Yes.
So we're going to be at the Nashville meetup. I know we mentioned it on the last show on April
17th.
Yeah. We have a lot going on that week. So we're going to the...
We, Kimosabe?
Yes. Oh.
You, us and me. Yes. You're the one that has scheduled like 4 or 5 days in a row.
It's crazy.
So I've been invited to the Mercy Me concert.
Yes, on Sunday, the 16th.
Who did this come through?
It came through to Pastor Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Well, let's back up. So on the Sunday that I was in Chicago, Pastor Jimmy's sermon was Tell Your Story.
Oh, right.
And he talked about
your
faith journey and how you went on Joe Rogan. And I listened to it. I finally had some time to myself on Sunday night, and I listened to it, and it was amazing to experience it through his words, because he started off and I didn't write down which scripture he quoted, but he talked about basically sharing your story and sharing it with others, basically leaking your bucket. And then he went in and talked about you and how your faith journey started and how you were surrounded by people and how you went on Joe Rogan in front of an audience of 10 million people. And 12, 13.
He said 11 and 13. It was 12. Okay. It was close.
Still, what's a million or two?
Well, so I had been to their house the day before because I still had his birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? Was he sick? What happened that we didn't give it to him? Something happened.
I don't remember.
It was a week late.
I don't remember.
Anyway, I was coming back. Oh, I went flying. That's right. I went flying on that Saturday. And on the way back, I stopped at their house, which is about 20 minutes from ours.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there for 2 hours. We had a great talk. And I was looking at the studio like, okay, bro, we got to do this. You got to notice, not ho, not bitch, bro. Hey, bro. We got to put
that's reserved for my sisters. Okay.
We got to put some blankets around here. And I am so proud of them, by the way. That podcast they've done is
so
episode 5.
So good.
This is what podcasting was for.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was telling Sir Gene today, I think that there was a lot more involved in the development of podcasting. He asked me for the story, of course, he was interviewing me. And so I said, you know, I really feel there was something else going on with this, why that came to me and why the, like the rap guys always say, I thank God for the lyrics. Like, okay, that's exactly what happened here. And to see this come full circle with Value for Value and their show and the people they're reaching with this and the feedback they're getting, which is exactly what podcasting was missing. That's why podcasting 2.0 came along is mind blowing to me. And so we had a really nice chat where, you know, like they were talking about how we can connect Jesus and God to Bitcoin. I mean, we're just riffing, man. We're just going crazy on stuff.
Yeah.
And Chevy, the cute little dog. Have you seen this little nut job? Gets up
there
on his hind legs and like doing, 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 bounces around.
I've been there a few times.
Jumping on my lap. Yeah. It was cool. Very cool.
No, their podcast. And so many people asked me for the link to their podcast and I've sent it. Therese has asked for it. Yeah,
livingupinadownworld.com. And then so in the morning he texts me. He says,
Sunday morning.
Yeah, is it okay?
And I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, is it okay if I tell your story? I said, of course, you do whatever. I said, I never want to assume. Say, of course you can tell that. And then, so after the show, after No Agenda, everything, I texted you. I said, you know, Jimmy talked about me. You have to watch it.
He said it brought tears to your eyes too.
I was totally crying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you said, you didn't tell me that.
I don't remember saying it. That,
This you didn't tell me that.
I'm going back. I have receipts. I have the text messages. So
so do I. You didn't tell me that.
I don't think I said that, Adam.
No, I'm doing the voice that I heard. Oh. That's the exact words that you said. Is, oh, okay. You didn't tell me that. I'm going to, this is so, and the only reason I bring this up is because it shows you how stupid text messages are, because there's absolutely no context in text, right? If you don't put a, are you texting me right now?
No, I'm looking for the receipts. I'm looking for the receipts.
I have it here. Yes. Here we go. I love you, Adam. I thank God for you every day. See, this is how we talk.
I said that?
Yes. And I say, me too, darling. I love you so much. Heart emoji. Vibrating heart emoji. Not just any heart emoji. Vibrating.
Oh.
And then, and he said, was it the earlier service? Yes, I watched that one because Jimmy asked me if it was okay to tell my story. So I knew it was coming. You didn't tell me that. No emoji. Oh, that's your phone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No emoji, no smiley face, no nothing. I was like, you didn't tell me that.
That's how you hear my voice.
At that moment, I remember it that way. Because no emoji. You need an emoji to tell me.
Okay, next I'm going to send a laughing emoji. You didn't tell me that.
What does that mean, you didn't tell me that? What does it mean? Like, you didn't tell, because I forgot to tell you.
Where is it?
Like, I withheld it from you? What does that mean?
I don't know. I wasn't a cute... Dude, you're a little sensitive, man.
I am, because I hate texting. I hate it.
Pick up the phone and call me. You got my digits?
Okay. Okay.
You got my social?
I got all your socials. It's so funny. And it really is funny. We'll be sitting at breakfast, and you just say something.
And I have a bad habit.
They're like, what? And you said, this summer. I'm like, what? And it's either, no, I'm just talking to nothing, nobody, or, oh, I forgot to tell you the whole thing that's on Instagram that I'm responding to.
I have
to.
Bad habit. I think you're in my head. I think you know the story, and I give you a slice of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That was pretty funny. I love it when you just say, oh, I'm sorry. This is not
true. I'm like, I'm talking to myself. I'm not talking to you.
Back to mercy me. No, back to mercy me.
No, your story. Back to, okay, yes.
Oh, my story. I mean, okay. People need to go watch it.
People should definitely watch it. It was on
Bridge Church, Fredericksburg.
February 7th or 8th. I can't remember. No. You can pick it up on their YouTube channel.
On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
It was mind-blowing.
It was, oh my gosh. I just love them so much. They're just such dear friends.
And we pray for Annette to feel better. She's a little under the weather.
Yeah,
I know. Feel good.
She needs a 2023 do-over for sure.
Already?
Well, because they were sick. They had the bronchitis.
Right.
Yeah. They're in our prayers. So anyway, yes. So back to Mercy Me, which is a huge Christian band.
Christian rock band.
It's a rock band, right?
Yeah.
Worship.
They're a worship team. Hey, everybody, we're the worship team. All right. Worship on.
Yes. Yeah, so somehow through Facebook, there was a connection that was made. And Pastor Jimmy told us, and I can't remember exactly the connection, but somehow one of the guitarists or the bass player reached out to Pastor Jimmy and said that they wanted to invite you and me and them to one of their concerts, that they are No Agenda listeners.
Ah, oh, that's interesting.
Yes, and so we are going to see them on April 16th, on Sunday, because April 16th.
We're now, of course, listening to all their songs, but they had a huge hit in...
I Can Only Imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a great song.
Yeah. And now I'm listening to their whole album because I have to know all the
songs.
They
have a new one out? I'm sure they've had more albums since then, obviously.
Yeah. So what's
it called again?
I Can Only Imagine. That's one of their biggest songs.
Right. I just want to play a little bit for the people at home so they know what we're talking about. I'll go to the hook.
Walk by your side.
This is so recognizable. Imagine.
Yeah.
Everyone sings this right away.
Eyes will see when you face.
I like this song a lot.
Yeah, I do too. I'm so excited. It doesn't do that. You keep doing that. It does not do that.
I bet you live they do it.
I guess we'll see. So this leads me. So yes, so it's busy. So we're going to the concert. Then the next day we're flying to Nashville. Then we come home on Tuesday. Then I'm going up to Austin to the Elevation Worship concert.
2 hours after we come home.
And then I got to come home early because I have a dentist appointment. It's going to be crazy those first few days, but it'll be worth it. But I wanted to talk about Lillian Axe.
Oh,
I want to talk about that's on my list. Okay. So, This is a Christian hardcore rock band. You wouldn't know it. It's very subtle.
You wouldn't know that it's Christian.
So tell the story.
So I get an email from Steve, the guitarist, Steve Blaze, which sounds like a real last name, doesn't it?
Yeah. Steve Blaze.
I mean, that's almost as good as Tina Savage. Yeah,
that was a real last name.
Let me see. I'm looking for this. Okay. He says, we watch you on Rogan and we still remember so fondly in 1988 when you debuted our very first video on Headbangers Ball. And I remember.
That was 35 years ago.
35 years ago. Yeah, I remember, vaguely kind of. And I looked on YouTube. I couldn't find any YouTube evidence, but I remember distinctly my producer, Nancy, and she said, "You like these guys, these Lillian Axe." And I kind of remember Nancy McDonald. I kind of remember it's little shards of stuff pop up in my memory. And she said, we've been doing pretty good, and, this is our 10th studio album, and, we're in the they're from New Orleans. We're in the Louisiana Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I'm in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So clearly they've been doing okay. So we got a new video out, and a link to it. I said, and we'd really love for you to intro it, referring back to 35 years ago that you introed it on Headbangers Ball. I'm like, so the first thing I do is like, okay, let me take a look at this video, right? So I'll just play a little bit of the hook here. Actually, it has a really good hook.
A little different than I can only imagine. Yeah,
bang, bang, bang. Here we go. This is so hooky, this. Yeah! I mean, this is, I'm dreaming this song. It's in my head, rent free. Here we go. Okay, so and I'm looking at the video, and you're like, "What are you listening to?"
Well, I walk into the room, and your head is up against your computer, like you're like, I go, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And you go, "I'm listening to see if there's any Satan stuff in the song."
Because I couldn't remember, a lot of the heavy metal stuff is pretty Satan-y. I'm like, I'm not going to do this if these guys are, on the Satan and stuff. Like, I don't want to do it. And then I see in the video, there's some very obvious not Satan things. Like, Oh, these guys are cool. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
And so then
we went to their Wikipedia page. We, like, you researched
and
them.
Then I remember. You're like,
yeah, because you're like, I'm not going to attach my name to something that is not not in alignment with me.
Yeah, and this... even this song has definite Christian undertones, I would say.
Yes.
And there's a 1 minute guitar solo. God bless them. God bless you guys for doing guitar solos.
You hear that, Pastor Jimmy?
I mean, it can be done. Like, mercy me, that song has no solo. But God bless you guys for doing that. And I said, yeah, of course we'll do it. Can we just do it on the iPhone or whatever? I said, yeah, fine. So this was the coolest part. So now Tina's going to, not just the camera, you're going to produce me.
Yeah.
And you were good at it because you're like,
I'm like, that's don't stupid. Say,
don't say that. That. Don't say that.
Like,
that's dumb.
Still have hair?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You're like, I and said, we all still have our hair.
All right. You're absolutely right. And so we did, and yes, they put it in the video, and they're going to debut it soon.
Okay, so I wanted to give you my perspective, being behind the camera. So, yeah. Adam,
is you getting back at me now for the soap?
So Adam, he's like, okay, should I wear this T-shirt and my leather jacket? I'm like, yeah, definitely. So he had a No Agenda T-shirt on. He had his leather jacket. He had his metal belt on.
I had my little rivety belt. My rivety belt.
Which was the belt that you first wore when I first met you. I still have it. I'm looking at him like, man, yeah, he looks rock and roll. And I look down at your feet and you have your Uggs on.
That's it, baby. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Worship band.
I'm like, hot. It's hot.
Oh my gosh.
It was so classic. I'm like, man, from the top to your almost ankles.
Right. Hey, but I can still turn it on. Can I still turn on the MTV guy or what?
You did. Yes.
In the middle of the night, you can wake me up.
You are the consummate professional.
You can wake me up in the middle of the night. I can do that.
You got it down. I was like, wow. I'm even more in love with you. You're Hollywood.
Except for the shoes. Except for the Uggs. So it's better than Crocs, let's be honest. That would have been a real turnoff. Oh,
gosh, that was so funny. That was hilarious. Hilarious.
Oh man, we're laughing here. This is good.
Yeah. And you're such
feels good to laugh. Baby.
Yeah. You dress really well. You do.
Well, I wear hoodies at home.
Yeah. When Catherine and Brian were coming over for dinner and I looked at you and I go, are you wearing that? You had a hoodie on. Which was a veiled criticism. But you go, why would you ask me that? You know I'm not going to wear this.
So why did you give me that veiled criticism? It's kind of like you didn't tell me that.
I know. I should have said, you're not going to wear that, are you?
You don't even have to. That's worse. You don't have to ask. You know I'm not a moron. Do I ever go out for dinner with people with guests with a hoodie on?
I just noticed you've been wearing the hoodies a lot lately.
Yeah, it's freezing. Who's walking the dog at 8 a.m.? It's 32 degrees. It's cold. I'm like, I got my hat on. Like sometimes I got my scarf, my gloves on. Do you notice this?
Yes, baby, I do notice.
By the way, so I love my morning walk.
Oh, I know you do.
I know. It doesn't matter what the weather is. I mean, the first thing I say is fill me up.
Yeah.
Fill me up. Yeah. And the Cardinals are singing and there's a woodpecker. I love it. It's so great out here.
I know. It is beautiful. I was walking today. It's absolutely lovely. And I kept thinking about Pastor Jimmy when he talked about the liturgy of the little things.
Yep.
And you just, you know, in the busyness of life, you just forget about all of that.
I walk down that road.
That's made such an impression on me.
I think, why would you ever try to build a metaverse, Mark Zuckerberg? This is all the beauty of the imperfections and the stuff laying around. It's so perfect.
Yeah.
Why would you?
I know.
You can't replicate that.
Which I wanted to, and then we can go to the thank a few people. But I wanted to mention this. So last Sunday, Pastor Jimmy is starting.
I love you very, very much, Tina Marie Curry.
Even though I don't, with the soap thing, that makes me love you even more.
It's exactly those things that make me love you so much.
I love you too, baby. Okay. You know that. As I was saying, I lost my train of thought.
That was my plan.
But so Pastor Jimmy is starting on a new series about heaven. And yes. So I was thinking about that and the couple things he said that heaven is mentioned over 700 times in the Bible. And I was thinking about, because what do I always say when I die? What do I tell you? Just burn me up and throw me away, right?
Oh, has that changed?
Yes. Uh-oh. It has changed. Now that Pastor Jimmy, with this first sermon, and
now it's
going to
be in a garbage bag and then out on Thursday for Monday morning. Hey, boys.
No,
it's a little heavier today.
You know, he was talking about heaven and how celebrating going to this amazing place.
He said something, because I watched it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
He said, because he's in the community, he does funerals and weddings. He says, I actually like doing the funerals more than I like doing the weddings, which I thought was really interesting. And I understand, you know, from the sermon, or as we call it, the show.
Yeah, the show. So I no longer want to be thrown away. You know, I want it to be a ceremony, a celebration that I'm off to this new, beautiful, beautiful place called heaven. So I've changed my mind.
Okay.
Don't throw me away.
Don't burn you.
Don't flush me down the toilet. Celebrate that I'm going off to this beautiful place. He said, you know, we have to work, because if you think that you're going to be an angel sitting on a cloud playing the harp the whole time.
No, you got a job to do. Yeah, of course.
But it's not, it's much
you don't want to be cremated?
No, I want to be cremated, but I want to be celebrated that I'm going off to this beautiful place.
Well, this changes everything.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, she's gone. It's easy street. Just toss her out, you know. Now you want a party? You want
a
so you're
going to
playlist? You got to put your playlist together.
I'll do Spotify playlist. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, Spotify will be out of business by the time we go, baby. They're not going to live as long as we will.
Anyway,
trust me.
He's just starting this series, so I'm really interested in learning more about it. So, but yes, it just kind of that first sermon just really changed my whole thought about it. So it was pretty phenomenal.
It's one of those unspoken things in a weird way.
I encourage everybody to listen to it. It's amazing. So you got anything on your list?
Well, only about me. Oh. I did have lunch with Max and Stacy in Austin, which
was explain who those people are.
Max Kaiser, who I learned everything about Bitcoin from him and his wife, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's crazy. Mm-hmm. I love him, but he's crazy.
Smart.
Off the chart.
Yes.
But we were working on, they're in El Salvador most of the time, you know, building that country up. I think they're opening an embassy in Austin, an El Salvador Bitcoin embassy. I don't know what they're doing. And they had some kind of attaché with them who might have been a bodyguard. I don't know. It was interesting.
When you say attaché, I think of a briefcase.
No, it's more like a government official who's now...
I do think of a briefcase, though.
Yeah. Attaché case, yes. Well, attaché carries an attaché case.
Okay. Did he have a attaché case?
I had one. Yeah.
Not
that I saw. Oh, okay. No.
I used to have one, too.
You might have had a 45.
I used to have a hardcover one. It was square, and I'd click, click.
It's
open
when
up.
You wore pencil skirts.
Yes. And I'd open it up and it was empty.
Empty.
All the time.
Lunch. Your sandwich.
No, my lunch didn't fit in there.
We were just catching up and I said, yeah, you know, I've been talking to my pastor about how Bitcoin connects to Christ and God and some other people like Robert Breedlove. And Max goes, oh, that's easy. I can help you with that. I said, really? He said, yeah. Bitcoin is Jesus 2.0. So God sent Jesus, and then look, we all became assholes again. And then so he said, okay, here's this Bitcoin. You guys can access it anytime you want to have love again in your lives. I'm like, okay, Max. Boing, oing, 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 oing.
Okay, Max. Don't know that
subscribe
to that.
The only other thing that is preoccupying me is an emergency surgery on Friday.
More dental work.
Yeah, Maverick, I sent him a teledoc picture, i.e. I stood in front of the mirror and said, what is this thing? He said, we got to take that out. So
Friday.
Yeah, he says, I can get you some Halcyon. I said, what do I need that for? So it's just for nerves. I'm not nervous anymore. I'm not worried about that. I said, can I just have the prescription take it Saturday night at home by myself?
No, we're not
kidding.
By yourself.
Just kidding.
Yeah, don't do that. No, I'm not going to be here on Saturday.
No, so like three, after I'm done with podcast 2.0, I jump in the car, go to Bernie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's going to cut me and search me and take the screws out of the bottom. I know. I'm kind of like, I'm not super happy about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and then I'm leaving on Saturday. I'm going to Austin for the night. I'm going hiking with Shayna, and then I'm actually going to Julie's church on Sunday morning. So.
Whenever your periodontist says it'll only be sore for a day or two,
it's not.
That's
be.
That kind of like, isn't that a red flag?
I isn't hope that, they can put like, your teeth back that, on
isn't
though.
That, isn't that like, there might be some bruising.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Exactly.
Some bruising.
Like, you know that all too well. All really. Too well.
So that's the only thing. Otherwise, everything is really good.
You happy?
I'm very happy. I'm happy. I had a great moment with Phoebe the other day. Yesterday? The day before yesterday?
Great. You call that a great moment?
I thought it was a great moment. Yeah, I took her without the leash, trouncing through the front yard and reconnects it to someone else's property that no one's built on. And she's sniffing around. I don't have the leash on. And I do have the...
Can you see her? Because the grass is so tall.
Oh, it's not that tall right now.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I see this little baby deer, boink. And Phoebe's, because she was sniffing there. She knew something was there. And that thing pops out, and she pops out, and the thing bolts, and she's after it. I'm like, Phoebe, come. She's like, no, I'm not listening to me.
And you had the e-collar on her.
I'm hitting the button, the black button. I'm hitting the red button. I'm just cranking it up to 25, and nothing.
Nothing.
I'm like, this thing must not be on right. So I hit the vibrate button. It was just not a shock. It's just purely vibration. She hates that. But by this point, she's already crossed the road after this thing. And then when she felt that, she stopped. And then she came right back to me. But, oh, man.
She didn't pay any attention to you, though.
It didn't work. Well, not, the Phoebe come,
but
not
even
at
your
all.
But even your command, look, she was not, no. And that's always been my biggest fear.
But we have, luckily, I could see the road and everything. There's not a lot of traffic here. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it's basically in this little area where there's five houses. But it was cool at the same time because I wasn't freaked out really at any moment that you would run away or anything.
Yeah.
And she did stop, and when I called, she did come back.
Well, she's so,
she couldn't catch that thing ever.
She's so big that she can't run for very long, or she'd just get winded. Yeah, she's a lumbering mass.
That was yesterday. Mind you, she had just run up the driveway to see you. I can't believe she moved at all. This was the most active day for her in her life.
I know, she was wiped out.
It's crazy.
She's like, enough.
Shall we thank a couple of these crazy pork soakers? Yeah. Because we did get a couple of them.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers. A
couple of boostergrams that came in, which is always nice.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
Yeah.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
A reminder, this is a value for value program. It is also our exit strategy, so you better start figuring out how to support us through this eventually.
It's our retirement fund.
This is our retirement.
Yeah. Or we're going to be eating cat food.
Social Security is better than
this. We're going to be eating cat food.
We will be. We accept all kinds of donations and certainly your libations, donations and libations through our P.O. Box, P.O. Box 1849. It's the Gold Rush, 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. But we certainly want everybody to try out those really cool Podcasting 2.0 podcast. You can find them at newpodcastapps.com. We recommend Fountain. We recommend Cast-O-Matic, Breeze, Podverse. There's a number of really good ones. And you can get all your podcasts in there, also your old podcasts. So get with the cool kids. Get a modern podcast.
And it's a growing technology, I would say. So it does have it's having its growing pains.
It's amazing it works at all. Yes.
It's having its growing pains, so just be patient.
But it's complete freedom.
You hear me, Christina?
It's freedom. She got through. It's freedom from no one can deplatform us. No one can financially deplatform us. It's young people working on this. It's young people who are finding entirely new careers where Spotify is falling apart. There's no more advertising. This is how people are going to make their living in the future. Thank me later.
Yes.
And let's start off with our biggest donor, Dreb Scott, of course.
Dreb Scott. Oh my God.
101.10 Satoshi.
Wow.
So it's 101.01, which is some kind of binary for I love you guys. And he said, from Cast-O-Matic, by the way, love the show. I keep forgetting to boost. I always listen when I'm working on chapters, but forget to pop over to an app to boost. Here's a little boost for y'all. Love you guys.
And he does the chapters for so many podcasts.
And he takes, you know, could we give him a split, like Jeff Smith, who does our opening jingle. They all get a split, 5% each, and they turn around and puts it right back in.
Yeah.
And much more than he gets. Yeah. So we call him the Bruce Wayne of podcasting 2.0. We have no idea where his money comes from. We love it. Comic strip blogger. We had a little fountain issue earlier today, and he actually tried to do this three times. So,
did we get three donations then?
Yes. 33,015. Now, we didn't actually get the majority of it, but I was able to get his message, and that's most important.
Yes.
Dearest Tina and Adam, this stack of sats is but a token of the sincere affection your heart-to-heart keeper cast. What?
Keeper cast.
I'm gonna write
that's
that one
a nice
down.
Show title.
Keeper cast.
Thank you, comic strip
blogger. Whole new category.
Keeper cast. I like it.
It's not just a title. It's a category, a keeper cast, where a husband and wife pretend to do stuff together, but it's really all about her.
As it should be.
Keeper cast brings to the... So the sincere affection your heart-to-heart keeper cast brings to the AI.cooking team. We encourage you and your cork soaker crew to download our show to keep abreast of the ways in which artificial intelligence can, has, and will affect the humanhood of all. Bless you from the charmingly lovable expectant father of his third, Gregory Foreman.
Oh, congratulations.
Yo, from CSB.
You're going to be outnumbered.
And you should totally get that on a Podcasting 2.0 app. You
can, AI.cooking.
AI.cooking.
Yep.
Then we have 10,000 sats from Dame Christina Pearl. There she is. I did it, she says. This is my long-distance dedication. Love, Dame Christina Pearl. She had a little a microphone. She even got a microphone emoji in
there.
Nice.
Yes, it works. Thank you, girl.
Circus Media.
Nice.
Love the show with 7777. There you go. There's your Striper boost. And B, Brian Glass, he says, also 7777. He says, a Striper block coming soon, and that is 777.
Wow.
So that's coming. He says, it's all good, brother. Thanks for a great show, 7,000 sats. We are proud to be a couple of cork soakers, signed Sir Danksteady and Mrs. Danksteady from Doty Island, Wisconsin.
Oh, I wonder where Doty Island is.
Well, it sounds like an island. You should probably go there, hang out. Sounds like a good meetup. Wait, I should shut up. People actually, they want to get us a meetup. I need to be quiet.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, where is...
I thought you said Sir Brian with an I.
I know I had him here. Hold on a second. I had him here. Because I know he put 50,000 sats in. Let me just grab that while I'm reading the rest. Because I, for some reason, get on my spreadsheet. I don't want to forget him again. It's been like, he's been like...
Yes.
He's cursed somehow in this stuff. So while we bring that up, I am Mr. Robot. 6,000 satoshis. First couple of seconds, back on the booze.
Oh, yep.
Crying, laughing emoji, wine glass emoji. Hello, wine. Welcome back. We'll be doing more Augusta Winery soon with absurdient.fountain.fm. Hashtag Cork Soakers United with a heart emoji.
Aw.
Very nice. Hold on a second. I got Brian.
They've been so supportive of the show.
They're super supportive. Everyone's so supportive. Here's, where's Brian? Here it is. 50,000 sats from Sir Brian.
Thank
with an
you, Brian.
Eye. A couple of friends who do a show said that I'm skinny and don't have any clothes. But alas, after gallivanting around downtown Chicago, naked and emancipated, I live on to boost another day. If you were at the Keep Up, please find me on Instagram. Such wonderful people who I'd love to stay in touch with. And I always have dumb things to tell y'all. Holla at you, boy.
All right. What is Brian? That? Eat a hamburger and buy a coat.
There you go. Eat a hamburger, buy a coat. 5,000 sats from Dame Trish. Keep up the good work, you two.
Oh,
you're a
very,
very nice, fun break. Health and happiness to you both in 2023. Dame Trish XO.
Oh, she's lovely.
From the Fountain app, this is Baron West of the Balderdash and Beer, Bourbon and Balderdash podcast.
Oh, yes, I follow them on Instagram.
Wanting to boost your marriage and your faith. Keep the wine flowing. Keep the conversation going. And that rhymes. That's right. 33.333333. People want you drinking, babe.
I'm looking for your glass.
Oh, here it is.
Here.
Fill me up, buttercup. This is good stuff, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Dame Damey.
Dame Damey. Yeah, this is good stuff.
You can't even speak it. This is a good stuff. 1500. This is from Case Up Hike 97. Decant me, please.
You've been decanted.
Love listening to your journey.
Aww.
Love you both. Love the podcast. Boost for Happy Valentine's Day from I Love Sushi with 1,000 sats. Now we're going below 1,000 now, but
remember when you couldn't read their name?
Yes, it was I love. Yes, I love sushi. Yeah. I almost did it again, by the way. JDP 777 baptismal ?
Oh,
I guess I said baptismal instead of baptism.
Yes. Should we pause and talk about that?
About baptismal?
About you're going to be baptized.
I am.
In the next couple months,
I'm
you're going to be baptized.
As soon as we can do it, not on a Sunday.
Yeah, so we've been watching The Chosen, and we watched the episode.
Did we talk about this?
I don't remember, but we watched the episode about Nicodemus and how Nicodemus and he went to John the Baptist and we were in bed and then you pulled up the scripture and you said, you know what? I need to be baptized. And I said,
I've been waiting for you.
And then I finally said, welcome to the club, because you know, you're not in the club yet.
I mean, really? So exclusionary, those Christians, leave it up to the Christians.
I was just teasing, you know.
Yeah, it was about Nicodemus and that he went to see John. And I started reading about Nicodemus. And I'm like, it was very dangerous for him to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it was about, he had the question like, how can I be rebirthed? That's impossible. No, it's from water.
Yeah.
That's when I said, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Diesel Diver's ready.
Diesel Diver.
That's 500 sats. Great episode. Thoroughly enjoyed. Thank you, Diesel Diver.
Thank you.
Oh, look who's here. Pastor Jimmy.
Oh.
As always, another great show from two of our favorite humans. Adam and Tina's chemistry is contagious. So much joy coming from you. Your buckets are leaking. Bucket splash, splash, splash emojis.
Yes, they are.
Thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you.
We're always, it's so incestuous now. We're boosting back and forth.
Yeah, it's nice.
I like it.
And
Combsy says, boost, sending what I've earned this week.
Oh, thank you.
Combsy, so much. So appreciate that.
Thank you for thinking of us, too.
That is our boostograms. Again, newpodcastapps.com, Fountain Breeze, Podverse. What am I forgetting here?
Castomatic,
CurioCaster. So many. We now have 12,000 podcasts as of today. 12,000 podcasts using value for value.
Lovely.
In podcasting 2.0. We're very, very proud.
And value for value means whatever value you get out of our show or any podcast,
put it into a number.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about that, valueforvalue.info. We're a whole website, value4value.info. And, of course, curryandthekeeper.com. We have a swanky website. I put it all together. I'm not the communications person. I don't do websites, but I put it together. You can thank me later. You can thank me now if you wish. Thank me anytime.
We like wine. We like Satoshis.
We do.
We'll chocolate.
We like cash. Yeah. we'll take anything. Don't
sell like
water.
Blankets.
Don't sell water. No water or blankets. Wine, cash, sats, anything
dog
like
food.
That.
Dog food.
Dog
bones.
You never know. Oh, baby. Is there anything else that we need to?
Yeah, so I want to talk about how you're the consummate 15-year-old.
Uh-oh.
Yes. So we get this email from our attorney. Okay. Our attorney. Really nice.
We have an attorney.
Yes. Really nice. They worked on a small matter for us. And just the named attorney of the firm. And so she sends us an invoice.
She's our age, by the way. She's not like ancient or anything like that.
So she sends us an invoice and she tells us that the attorney that's been working on our account has moved on to somebody else and attaches the invoice.
He's going back to the East Coast to be with his family.
Yes.
So that's why he's moving on. Yeah.
And so we get the invoice and it's $420.
Hello, everybody.
And
hello.
So if anybody knows what $420 means, it's a reference to marijuana.
No,
so,
what?
Yeah. So Adam says, we shall miss Will for sure. Thanks for the note. His final invoice was $420. Nice touch. Like that. And I'm like, I'm rolling my eyes. Like, seriously, dude, you're saying this to the attorney of the firm that...
Hey, it's our money.
So she comes back. She goes, thank you, Adam. We'll miss him for sure. I'm a little confused about the invoice reference, though. Are you okay with the invoice amount?
Was there a problem?
So, of course, I have to say, Adam was just making a funny reference to the number like that because we're totally over her head. And then, of course, you had to come back and say, I'm 15 forever.
And she said, I love it. I totally cool. Thanks for being my client. Here's $100 off.
She did not say that.
You know what?
Baby, that's why I fell in love with you. You're just crazy
for that.
No, your crazy antics like that. Just like, you know, the first time you called me and you were smoking a bong, you know, the very first time you called me, we talked about that.
It wasn't any old bong. It was like,
no, it was like three feet big.
3 feet tall.
You threw that thing out when we moved in together. I'm like, thank goodness.
I don't need it all now.
No, you don't. Mm. I know. Now you're the Energizer Bunny.
What? Here it comes.
And that's exactly how it sounded on the phone call. You're like, hey, Tina. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
And look at us now, baby.
I know. 8 years later, we're more in love than ever. It's crazy.
And no more bong. We have wine from California.
And we have
great
friends.
Could it get any better than that?
And a good dog. Mm-hmm. And we're very blessed. Yes. Very, very blessed. Okay, I just have a couple more things.
Oh, okay. We're at a buck 14, so you know Allison's getting mad. Oh, it's okay. You can go as long as you want. It's a podcast. Podcast. I invented this for time.
Oh,
you can do whatever you want.
I just wanted to ask you, what is your ultimate pet peeve? Did we talk about this?
My pet peeve?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah. Like what? What is intolerable?
I can't think of anything.
You don't have any pet peeves?
Pet peeves? No, I got a pet.
There's nothing that gets under your skin.
Oh, there's lots that get under my skin. Texts that say, you didn't tell me that. That gets under my skin. How about yours?
Oh, I have a couple. Mm-hmm.
This is why you bring it up, obviously. Here we go. I'm shrinking already.
No, you're really good.
I don't fit in the people. Well, I know what you have. People who are late.
Yes.
You despise that.
I don't like late people.
Yeah.
We're always early.
Here are the Currys, 15 like, minutes early.
Like, sometimes we drive around the block.
I'm like that too. I mean, I do like being on. That's my DJ thing.
I like being on time. And losing things. I do not like to lose anything.
Yeah, you do not like losing things. When I lose something, you're always very, you're like, oh, I understand. I understand how you feel.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like losing things.
What brings this up? What brings this topic
I
up?
I was just thinking, because we were talking about deal breakers. Remember when we were talking about when we were dating?
Keep it clean, Curry. You're the one that always talks about the real deal breaker.
Let's keep it clean. Like I said, what would have been a deal breaker if we were dating? Keep it clean, though.
I plead the fifth.
Mm. I think
you know what it is. Why do you even bring this up that we can't discuss?
But I'm trying to think of the clean version. So for me, the clean version would have probably been V-neck sweaters.
Shit! If you had a V-neck sweater, it would have been a deal breaker for me. I live and let live. I have no deal breakers. You're perfect. You're perfect in every way.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You are. Aww. I've been around.
Yes, I've heard. Yes.
I've been around. I've sampled around the world.
Yes.
You're perfect. You're beyond perfect, babe. You have no idea. I pity the fools that let you slip away.
You're like, this girl's normal. I think I'll hold on to her. Here, take my apartment key.
And the fob. Should we call it a day and drink the rest of this wine?
Yes, I love you.
I love you very much, Tina Marie.
Yes.
We'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Hey! Keeper.